Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, and our variety of affiliates around this great state of Michigan and wherever you're listening. Maybe on a podcast, right, Bob?
Yeah, it should be. Go to thegrillingguys.com, thegrillingguys.com. Check out our website or just open up your podcast app, your favorite one, and try and find it on there. We are not on Spotify.
Nope.
Nope.
But many others.
We don't have the money.
Right.
I don't know how that works.
So
that's the real truth.
Yes. We were talking a little bit before the break about toppers for your burger. And this is a fun part of a burger because, you know, you can put about anything on a burger that you want. I think we've all been to a variety of burger places and had the crazy stuff that people put on burgers. But, you know, for me, you really can't go wrong with a piece of bacon. You have to pre-cook the bacon. You can't put raw bacon on your burger. But
well, thanks for that tip, because right, I was wondering.
But I'm the guy that likes to put bacon on top of my burger, but I cut it so it's the width of the burger.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you don't get an inch and a half hanging out.
I don't want to see that big cross, crisscross.
Nope,
that's all for what you were talking about earlier, the presentation. It's not practical.
Right.
You're making your guest pull their hamburger apart and fold it over and make it something they can
or try to pull it off and it pulls the whole thing off.
And just talking about these toppers, growing up, we had a burger chain called Burger Chef.
Yep, I remember those. They had one of those in Chartucky.
You could get your hamburgers, and I think I would always get a double, and then you could go to the setup bar, and you could put whatever you wanted on there.
Right.
And being a poor high school kid, you know,
You were eating a salad on every burger.
Yeah. I couldn't stack that stuff up high enough. Just made me think of that. So if you do a burger bar, make sure you do the Burger Chef stuff because us geezers like that.
Yeah. Well, we already talked about an olive burger with Swiss cheese. That's great. You know, you can get creative and put anything on your burger that you want.
Well, like for steaks, you know, caramelizing onions is great on steaks. Why don't you do that for a burger?
You do. I mean, if that's what you like.
I don't. Yep.
Goes
and
good with the bacon.
I think I should.
Goes
I think
good
I
with
should,
the bacon.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing is that this sounds a little weird, but I think that if you've tried it, you'd like it, is a hard fried egg. Don't put one on
that's
with the yolk.
School. That's old school. That's old. Well, some people like,
like
it to be sunny.
Take a bite of it, and you want to talk about drizzling down your chin.
Yeah, but that's
going to blow.
I'm not even touching that.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even touching that.
It's one of those things where I like it
hard-cooked.
Keep
your mic muted, Conrad. Right, just keep that smirk on your face.
Yeah, it's all right, boys. Come on. It's the fourth segment. We've been good all day. Don't ruin it now.
So you can also saute peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And sauteing fresh jalapenos, they're fantastic. They tame down a little bit.
Yep.
But green peppers, a blend of green, red, and onion, fantastic for anything.
I'm not a big red onion fan on a burger. I prefer a sweet onion, but some people like the heat of a red onion.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be sweet, but they do have a pretty good pop to them.
Right, yep. And I don't know if it's if there's different varieties of red onions.
When you saute red onions, they tame.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, again, a good presentation, a good look. Prosciutto is something I noticed trending these days. They're putting all these toppers on, and I'm noticing more and more prosciutto, and I love prosciutto. Never tried it on a burger, but it's trending.
Yeah, like a garlic aioli is good.
Love it.
That's a good one to add great flavor profile to it, and, you know, that's a mayo derivative, if you will, but infused with a lot of garlic. That's something that I would buy rather than try to make, I think, for me personally, because you're not going to eat a ton of it. You're going to put a little bit of it on there because it's
goes a long way.
Yeah, it goes a long ways.
How about kimchi? You ever tried that on a burger?
I don't
like
you're
rotten
not a kimchi
cabbage.
Guy. I'm not a rotten cabbage
so
guy.
So good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Then there's you know.
Sauteed mushrooms.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. One of my faves.
With sauteed onions? What do you think, Conrad? Is that something you can you do that?
Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah. So the mushrooms, you and I, to me, sauteing mushrooms, you have to have whole butter. And then you and I have talked about.
And fresh mushrooms. Don't give me sauteed canned mushrooms.
No. And I like the brown ones rather than the white ones. Right?
Why?
I think they're a better flavor,
really?
Personally. Yep. Rather than the white buttons, they're the brown ones.
I always get the white ones.
Do you?
I don't know why.
I like the brown ones better. I think they're more flavorful. But anyway, and then putting that seasoning on lightly. I think you can over season a mushroom.
Easily.
They're spongy,
yes,
and they suck up a ton,
yep,
of seasoning. And so just sprinkle a little bit of that seasoning, whatever it is, flavor profile you like.
And I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't mention what to put that on. And if you're doing like Costco makes these square Kaisers,
mm-hmm,
and those are awesome for a burger because they hold together, but they're also a little bit tough. So you may be the type that likes to butter up a bun and throw it on the grill,
mm,
and crust it up a little bit.
Yep.
If you make a garlic butter for that, boy, I'm telling you, that is fantastic. And it's simple. You get the minced garlic, and you can literally get a tub of that. I can't believe it's not butter or something like that, even, and use that because it's already soft.
Right.
If you don't want to use real butter or don't have any.
Right.
Because I don't use mayo. I don't use margarine on anything, but butter in those buns, yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's a great way to do it.
It's easier, and you're really you're looking for the texture and a little bit of flavor.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but anyway.
It gives it that Crisco effect.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Here's what restaurants do. If your buns are starting to get a little on the aged side and they're not quite as fresh as yesterday or the day before, doing that, the water, and there's a problem with using margarine. There's a lot of water and it's hydrogenated. But even if it's just butter, you throw that on the grill and a second or two later, you've got a bakery fresh bun again.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Just don't let if you put too much butter on, it'll drip off and flare up.
I would use a griddle for that. You can use your grill, of course.
Right.
But, you know, most people don't have enough grill surface to do all the things we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And shame on you.
Yeah. Get a bigger grill.
Get another
one. That's a whole nother show.
Go buy another one.
Yeah, right. She won't know.
Go down to Garrett's. Right. They got a bunch of them on closeout right now.
Yeah, they do.
It's a great time to go.
I was just in there and bought some other things, you know, toys. You got to go in there.
Well, they're just down the road from your house,
right,
so that's a little too convenient.
Right, yeah. So here's one we haven't talked about, Bob, but you are, you enjoy seasonings that are a little hotter.
Yeah.
Than I do.
Yeah.
So what are you using for your seasoning on before we put all these toppings on, but when you're cooking it?
Yeah, like a chef's blend or garlic, salt, and pepper.
Yep.
Real simple.
Yeah, I go back to Sobeys. There's a product he makes called Tim's Blend.
Yeah.
And that's some onion flake in it. It's got some red pepper in it, salt, pepper, garlic.
I don't think I've ever put that on a burger.
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. I got a big jug of it every day that I use, and because that goes on everything. You know what I mean? And it's really just...
it's really Teresa that makes it.
Well,
Tim gets the credit.
Right, yeah. Teresa, well, there's a lot of things around there that happen that way, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Payroll would be one.
Yeah. No, what a great place. But no, so season your burger, not liberally. I'm, again, back to lightly. I don't want to taste all seasoning. I want to enhance it. It's like perfume.
Old World has a seasoning that I really like too, and it's an Italian blend of salt and pepper, and it's escaping me. I use it a bunch. I always have a jar of it around. But
is it that Seasonella?
It could be.
The little green jar.
Yeah.
I use that too. Yeah. Seasonella. That's more salt than anything, but I use that.
It's still a nice blend.
I use that in my coleslaw, and it really gives it a nice little flavor profile. And, you know, I buy the just shredded cabbage and with the carrots and the purple cabbage with it, and I just sprinkle quite a little bit of that on there before I put my dressing on.
Really?
Yeah, and you can taste it. I mean,
I've eliminated so much salt from my diet that I probably am a lot less inclined to do anything like that anymore, just because my blood pressure was a little iffy a few years back, and the guy goes, you know, you're gonna have to work on. You're okay, but you're getting towards the border, and I cut salt out, and
it helped, huh?
Way down.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's good. We got to stay healthy.
You
so
don't
we
need
can
that.
Continue to grill,
right?
Yeah. But well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM and our network everywhere we are around the great state of Michigan.
Yeah, and don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our sponsors on the right-hand side. If you are not sleeping well, get yourself a MyPillow from MyPillow and using code BARBBQ.
Right.
But you've also got Alan Bob's. You've got goodness sakes, all sorts of sponsors on there that just have Schmoes. Tremendous products.
Go get a beer at Schmoes.
Just went to Allen Bob's and bought a ton of ammo.
Yeah.
You know, just because I had a little extra cash and wanted some ammo. So good time to load up.
All right. Take care. Get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood. And enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.